Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. Today, we're talking about an interesting and, frankly, a bit of a controversial take on Bitcoin treasury companies. We've got a single point of contention to unpack here, and it all revolves around one titan, MicroStrategy, MSTR. The core issue, as we see it at DBM, is the baseline. If you look at Bitcoin's five-year compound annual growth rate, it's about 33%. Impressive, right? But then you look at MSTR, and it's closer to 60% over that same period.
That gap is the whole ballgame, isn't it? If a company's main pitch to investors is their Bitcoin treasury strategy, you'd think simply beating Bitcoin would be enough. But you're saying it's not.
Not if you want to attract serious American capital. To be a truly successful long-term treasury company in that market, you can't just beat Bitcoin's 33%. You must target and ultimately beat MSTR's performance. If you come in with, say, a 35% CAGR, American investors just won't be impressed. MSTR is setting the undisputed hurdle rate in the U.S. market.
So if beating MSTR is the rule, what's the path forward for these other companies? Because if they're playing the same game, they're starting miles behind MSTR's massive Bitcoin stack and their head start on the whole fixed income strategy.
Exactly. That's why we currently hold a relatively small portion in these other treasury companies. MSTR is just in a different league. The path forward, in our view, has to be differentiation. You need something extremely unique that MSTR can't easily tap into or wouldn't be interested in.
So a non-US focused treasury company? Trapped capital?
We think that's the smart move at this stage. Instead of trying to enter the cutthroat US market and fail to beat MSTR, these companies should look to stay in the country or region they've already identified as having trapped capital. They should focus on maximizing their local market cap where MSTR potentially can't or simply wouldn't bother accessing. Trying to compete directly with MSTR in the US is a long-term losing strategy.
I see. Looking at this new asset class this way certainly puts it into perspective when looking at the potential returns. We're talking decades here, not just a few quarters.
Correct. And look, sure, you can just buy Bitcoin and do very well. A $100,000 investment compounding at 30% over 10 years becomes $1.4 million. That's a great outcome for anyone. But for us, it all comes down to risk-adjusted returns. When we invest in a company to hold Bitcoin, we want them to justify the additional business risk they introduce. If they're not going to handily beat the benchmark, which is MSTR in the US, not just Bitcoin, then why bother with the company structure at all?
Fascinating. So for US investors, it's MSTR or just pure Bitcoin, unless a competitor can carve out a truly unique and inaccessible niche, a niche that is ideally in another investment jurisdiction.
That's the conclusion we've currently landed on for a long-term, decades-based strategy when dealing with these new digital asset treasury companies. Of course, we know this space moves quickly. Hence, to be having these conversations inside the DBM community every week is so valuable.
A powerful argument for sure. It definitely gives our listeners something to chew on when they're evaluating these treasury plays. Thanks, John. Okay, folks, that's it for this episode. Be sure to utilize the resources in the DBM Academy to stay ahead of your digital asset business and ensuring every day is a payday.